program for a Wednesday, fellas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day on this Wednesday morning. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Yes, we're thankful that in Christ Jesus we can see God just what He's really like. And as we pointed out yesterday, the Word needs to become flesh all over again in each Christian that the world can see what it is like to be a Christian. We would like to take that step a little bit further today and think about the church. According to Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, Christ is the head of the body, the church. So the church is the body of Christ, and being His body and representative in the world, it should represent Him in the fullest. And we need to go back and just examine all over again the church of the first century, the Christianity of the first century, that the Word might be flesh in the church as it should be. So beginning today and perhaps several days here, let's think about the Christianity of the first century. Well, the Christianity of the first century in the beginning, as it came directly from God through Christ and His apostles, I think is regarded by all to have been in the fountainhead of its purity the way it ought to be. Simply stated, it came into being as a direct result of the Great Commission being carried out. It was produced by men responding to what was preached and taught. The end product and fruit was most beautiful and greatly to be desired. In fact, it finally changed the course of human history, as well as the eternal destiny of human souls. What a contrast it was to that many times powerless thing which passes itself off as Christianity today. It's our desire to trace the Christianity of the first century, we said, to its source, and to drink from the fountainhead of its purity. All right, what was the Christianity of the first century really like? I'd like to say today that the Christianity of the first century was undenominational in nature. I don't think anyone can challenge that statement. Search the scriptures, you find no denominations there. This was what Christ had in mind. Judaism had its denominationalism or sectarianism after a sorts. There were two major groups, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Their division was for reaching as difference between Catholics and Protestants today. Then there was a lesser-known religious group called the Essenes. Modern so-called Christianity is plagued and is paralyzed by denominationalism, and its potential for good is largely and greatly neutralized. But that's not Christ's plan. The Great Commission envisioned the one gospel being preached to one world and all of saved humanity being united in one body in Christ. Didn't the Lord say in John 10, verse 16, "And there shall be one fold and one shepherd"? Ephesians 2:16 tells us that we are reconciled unto God in one body by the cross. There's only one body. Ephesians 4:4, there's one body. All of this is in keeping with Christ's prayer in John 17 that His followers might be one. God's overall plan, simply stated, is, as we read in Ephesians 1:10, that in a dispensation or the fullness of time He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and are on earth, even in Him, in one. So there's this emphasis on one all the way through. Well, when the Great Commission that the Lord gave before He went back to heaven was being carried out, and examining that Great Commission, we see the universal, undenominational nature of Christianity. Yes, the resurrected and the glorified Christ had given this far-reaching commission. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. The good news of salvation was to be carried to all nations. The Greek word is ethnos, ethnoi, from which comes our English word ethnic. All of the peoples of the world, all ethnic, far-flung groups of mankind, were to be glad recipients of the gospel, which was undenominational. We'll talk more about this Christianity tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.